What is up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. The Dubs get the Game 5 win over the Houston Rockets. Kevin Durant hurt mid-third quarter. Steph might as well have not played the first quarter. Klay has a solid game. Draymond can't avoid foul trouble. Whole lot of things going on in this one. A tale of two halves, a tale of four different quarters, honestly, and we're going to talk about all of them, get a little post-game reaction as well. All that's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, everybody? Welcome in. Welcome, Ian, to Locked On Warriors, man. That was one hell of a game. One hell of a game. I'm jumping the gun here. If you're looking for Locked On Warriors, go ahead, download Locked On Warriors on Google Play, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Tell your smart device to download Locked On Warriors. And look, if you're a fan of any other sport, we got you covered for every team in the MLB, NBA, NFL, a lot of big college teams covered too. So make sure to check out everything the Locked On Podcast Network has to offer. Nailed it. Now back to the game. Crazy game. Let's just start in the first. You know, I always try and dance around it, but it's like, why not start where the game starts? In the first, Warriors were aggressive. Andre Iguodala came out, had the first 4 points of the game. He had himself a damn good game, especially considering you were wondering about the knee. You knew he was going to play. You knew he was going to play, but how effective would he be? And he was more effective than, I don't know, I kind of expected. Some rough turnovers early for the Warriors. That was kind of a theme throughout the game, which is something they really have to clean up for a number of reasons, but considering the Kevin Durant situation, I mean, that just makes it even that much more of a necessary adjustment, cleanup, what have you. So some ugly turnovers in the first, but Steph struggled. Klay was coming out. He was knocking him down in the first. Capella picks up two fouls within the first 2 minutes. Klay was getting to the hoop, had a couple good layups. Steph could not stop reaching, could not stop turning the ball over. It was honestly to the point where I'm wondering, you know, you don't bench him, but do you look for Quinn maybe? Like, because it got to the point where, look, Quinn Cook will knock down some shots. Steph just couldn't get anything going the entire first half. Kevon Looney had himself a hell of a game. He came in and immediately got two offensive rebounds. Warriors went on an 8-0 run on two Klay threes and a KD dunk, and that's when they started picking it up. But like I said, this was a game of two halves, a game of four different quarters. First quarter was solid for the Warriors. They came out with that necessary desperation, necessary effort. In the first, Klay went off. He had 12 points in the first, 5 of 7 from the field, 2 of 3 from three. And Kevon Looney was huge all game, but especially in the first quarter, he came in and in 5 minutes had 5 rebounds, 3 offensive, only 3 points. But when it comes to Kevon, it's a lot more than points for him. You know what I mean? It's mostly rebounding and defense, which the Warriors need, and he provided it. In the first quarter, the Dubs actually out-rebounded the Rockets by 8. The Dubs had 14 rebounds with 5 offensive, where the Rockets had 6 rebounds, only 1 offensive. And that was a theme in the first half. I credit the Rockets because they got after it in the second half. Like I said, a lot changed throughout the game. But in the first, Draymond had 7 assists in his first 8 minutes. He was Draymond. I mean, there's only so much I can really say about him. He does what Draymond does. And he ended the first quarter with 8 assists overall, 3 points. And 4 rebounds, excuse me. So another good quarter for Draymond. It was another good game for Draymond, honestly. He did get into some foul trouble late. He actually ended up fouling out, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Steph, again, was just, he was just bad. He was 0 for 3 in the first, terrible start. But it didn't matter as much because the Dubs were up 31-17. In the second, Steve Kerr came out with Kevin Durant, Andre Iguodala, Klay Thompson, Sean Livingston, and Kevon Looney. And I got to tell you, I love Sean Livingston. I'm never happier for the team's success than I am for Sean Livingston. But man, oh man, it has not been very good to the point where, you know, if they had another option, I'd think they should go with it. And it looms larger in this series than it will if they make it to the next series. But man, he's just been bad. He's just been bad. KD was settling for jumpers in the second, and the problem when you're settling for jumpers is you better make them, which he was not. That group was minus 4 in 4 minutes. Houston just kept playing. I mean, they just kept going. They cut the lead to 4. KD doing what KD does, goes on a mini run of his own. He pushes it back up to 10, and Steph had a nice little run in the second. I mean, run. It was 2 shots. He knocked down a 3, drove to the hoop, gets a layup, and 1, except he misses the free throw. Warriors were up 15 at that point. They pushed it all the way up to 20. Houston had cut the lead down to 3 at one point in the second quarter, and the Dubs went on a 17-0 run right after they cut the lead to 3. So they pushed it to 20, but in the end, Houston was able to cut the lead down to 14. Warriors got pretty 3-happy once they went up 20. They do that, and it's frustrating, especially when they're not making them. Steph was taking some ill-advised threes. Klay was as well, but at the very least, Klay was making them early, so you can understand it. But when Steph, when he's not making them for, you know, weeks at a time, every time he pulls up, it's kind of, you know, what are you doing? But anyways, they were still up 14 at the half. In the first half, the Warriors had 27 rebounds, 8 offensive. Houston had 18 rebounds, only 1 offensive. So that was a huge part of the first half. It didn't continue that way, but it's part of why they were able to go into the second half up 14, why they pushed the lead up to 20 at one point. Going to take a quick break, come back, talk about the second half, also talk about some of the things that happened in this game, some post-game sound as well. That's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. But first, let me tell you about ZipRecruiter, because hiring is a challenge. It is no joke. But with ZipRecruiter, hiring's never been easier. There's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. Guess where that is? That's ZipRecruiter, a place where growing businesses connect you to qualified candidates. Like I said, that place is ZipRecruiter.com/locked on. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates. You never miss a great match. You're getting great candidates. You're not wasting time with people lying on their resume who won't fit, who are, you know, shooting their shot, so to speak. All respect to the shooters out there, but you better be qualified. You better not be Andrew Bogut pulling up from 40. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. That's the first 24 hours. You're going to find a quality candidate to fill this position. And right now, anyone that's hearing me can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/locked on. That is ZipRecruiter.com/LOCKEDON. ZipRecruiter.com/locked on. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. What up, everybody? Welcome back into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Dubs, like I said, got the Game 5 win. Just finished talking about the first half of this game. What went right for the Warriors? What went wrong? What went wrong was Steph was bad again, and there's just no way around it. He was 2 of 8 from the field, 1 of 6 from 3. for 5 points. He had 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 turnover. I guess the positive is he only had 1 foul. But that's the other thing, too, that has frustrated me throughout this is it's not just missing shots. It's affected him in other places. He's turning the ball over. He's not rebounding like he was in the Rockets series. He's just not playing well in any facet, really. But I guess the foul trouble is it's a good thing he only had 1 foul. In the third, he continued to struggle, and this really opened up the door for the Rockets. This was a quarter where you kind of felt like the Warriors gave the series away. Steph dribbles down, clanks a 30-plus footer, another dagger shot you're taking, you know, with 18 seconds left on the shot clock, 9 minutes left in the third, clanks it, turns it over next possession. Houston was getting on the boards in the third quarter. They were really working a lot harder than the Warriors were. In the entire third, the Rockets had 14 boards, 6 offensive, and the Warriors had 9 boards, 1 offensive. So that was killing the Warriors in the third. The Rockets got 7 more shots in the Dubs due to the rebounding. Dubs also went 1 of 6 from 3 in the third. The Rockets went 4 of 11. I mean, this really felt like this is where they gave the game away, honestly. Tucker was hitting threes. Steph even missing open layups. It was bad. It was a bad Steph, you know, 3 quarters pretty much. There was 2 turnovers that made me want to pull my hair out, and Steve Kerr as well. Steph tries to throw it ahead on an outlet in transition. No one's looking, gets picked off. And then no one was looking on an inbounds pass turnover. And Kerr was losing it. I was losing it. I'm sure everyone who was watching was losing it. Houston actually cut the lead down to 3 on back-to-back turnovers by the Warriors and then back-to-back threes by Houston. And the big news that we're going to talk about a lot is Kevin Durant takes a left baseline jumper, right baseline jumper, comes down, knocks down the jumper, comes down, nothing, doesn't roll his ankle or anything, just looks like a normal shot, takes a couple steps up court, starts looking back as if he got hit in the back of the leg, and starts limping. And immediately I thought, Achilles. That's always what I think when I see that. And he came out of the game. A little later, we got the update that it was actually a calf strain. So we'll get more into that in a minute. But KD out at about, 2:05 left, I believe, in the third. And KD, that was actually the first shot he hit in that quarter. He only had 2 points in the third. But once he came out, Steph got going a little bit. And I'm not going to be a hot take artist about, once KD comes out, Steph, you know, this or that, he starts playing better, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he did start playing better, but look, it's not because he doesn't play poorly because he plays with KD. Steph's gotten plenty of good looks, plenty of opportunities to score. For whatever reason, maybe it was mental, maybe it was a shock to the system, Kevin Durant's out, I need to start picking it up. Whatever it was, Steph started playing a lot better once KD went out. So he did start playing better, but like I said, that third quarter almost completely doomed the Warriors. They were outscored 29-15. Yes, the Golden State Warriors with 4 All-Stars and 3 of the best shooters that ever lived scored 15 points in the third. Luckily, they were coming in with a 14-point lead at halftime, so going into the fourth, it was tied. But the main reasons behind this terrible third quarter and the Rockets being able to tie it up going into the fourth was not just the rebounding, which I mentioned. Houston, 14 rebounds, 6 of them offensive. Golden State, 8 rebounds, 1 offensive. 6 turnovers in the third for the Warriors. It was just ugly. Slapstick basketball that we've seen throughout the playoffs that is just mind-numbing. I lose my mind, and so does Steve Kerr. To start the fourth, it was Steph, Clay, Sean Livingston, Draymond, and Jonas Jerebko. That was the option that you had once Kevin Durant came out, and not ideal. Not ideal, but it worked out initially. Jonas came in, knocked down a 3. It was the only shot he hit. He did have 1 offensive rebound. He was fine. You know, he went 1 of 3 from 3. You'd like him to knock down a few more, but he was taking his shots. He was getting open looks. was active. They started picking on him on defense a little bit, and you know, it worked, but it wasn't terrible. And I think we're going to see more Jonas coming up, but we'll have to wait and see. The refs kind of started falling for Chris Paul's antics, his flopping. Like, if I was an official, I would be embarrassed to be calling some of these because it's so ridiculous. Chris Paul is a less athletic Patrick Beverly at this point. He just tries to get under people's skin. He flops on everything. It's really, really bad. Draymond picked up a charge on CP3. Well, excuse me, let me start off first. Draymond picked up his fifth foul with 5:18 left to go in the fourth, which was tough. The foul, it was a foul. You know, it was obviously a foul. But the problem is there were a number of ones earlier that were questionable, where the refs were buying a CP3 flop or whatever, over-exaggeration, whatever you want to call it. But Draymond picks up a charge on CP3 late in the game, which, by the way, ballsy move by Draymond to go for the charge when you have five fouls already. But that's Draymond. Gets the charge. He gets up, gives Chris Paul just a minor nudge, and CP3 fully acts like, you know, he got shot by a sniper from the first row. And refs fall for it, give Draymond a T. It was ridiculous, but whatever. Draymond actually knocked down a three on the next sequence. You knew it was going in. Eric Gordon was absolutely keeping Houston in the game. For whatever reason, James Harden was not taking any shots. I mean, part of it was the fact that they were trapping him. They were trying to get the ball out of his hands. But at the same time, you figured, you know, when the Warriors are without Kevin Durant and you know you can steal one at Oracle, that he would have been a little more aggressive. Not the case. He was not great. From KD's injury on, you know, for the last 14 minutes of the game. Like I said, Gordon was killing it. There was a great sequence. So I mentioned the Draymond charge. So I forgot to tell you that it was part of a great sequence where Draymond draws the charge, gets a T, hits a three on the next possession. They get a stop. Steph misses a shot. Looney gets the rebound, kicks it out to Clay. Dubs were up 8 with 2:33 left in the game. Draymond actually fouled out at a minute 14 left, and it was a 4-point game. Dubs were still up 4 with 39 seconds left. They played the free throw game a little bit. Steve Kerr did something kind of weird where he called a timeout. He only had 2 timeouts left. Called a timeout with, I don't know what it was, like maybe less than a minute left, and then calls his second timeout to advance the ball into the front court, which almost cost him at the end of the game because Warriors were up 3, because what they like to do is just eliminate the 3. They'll sell out at the 3-point line, giving up layups late in the game. And so that's what happened on the last 2 possessions, selling out at the 3-point line. Crazy scramble play. Warriors are up 3. They get it into Clay, who is dribbling up the court, which, by the way, Clay doing anything besides defending or basically shooting makes me incredibly nervous. He's dribbling up the court, gets trapped, stops, is holding the ball, starts to get pushed out of bounds, throws it basically away. Eric Gordon can't corral it. There's a collision with him and Sean Livingston. Kevon Looney gets it, drops it off to Clay, stops in front of the hoop, pump fake, and then goes left-handed for a layup to put the Dubs up 5. It was so bad, so ugly, so Clay Thompson, but that wrapped the thing up for the Warriors. It was absolutely ridiculous. Houston fans are going to complain that they think Clay stepped out of bounds. But whatever, Warriors were up 3 at that point, wasn't going to change anything. Dubs get the win in Game 5, moving on to Game 6. Going to take one last break, come back. I want to play a quick soundbite from Steve Kerr because it's hilarious. And I also want to talk about what we're going to be looking for in Game 5, or Game 6. God, I'm losing it. It's been a wild night. Game 6. That's all coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Just went over the game in that crazy last sequence. Steph was actually really good in the fourth. I'm surprised I didn't give you his numbers. Once KD went out, he was able to get it going. And again, I'm not gonna read too much into it. But it is the fact that he did get it going once KD went out. Steph played the entire fourth. He went 3 of 7 from the field, which is 2 of 3 from three, 4 of 4 from the free throw line, 1 offensive rebound, 2 assists, and only 1 personal foul for 12 points. Clay, on the other hand, 3 of 5, 1 of 2 from three, 1 rebound, of course. He did have the assist, though, and so he ended with 7 points. Draymond had 5, and Andre had 3. And you know what? I think I sold Steph short. 2 assists. I thought I said 1. Maybe not. Anyways, Dubs get the win. Steph was great in the late third, and then the rest of the fourth. So hopefully this gets him out of his funk a little bit, but obviously I have to get to the fact that KD was injured. He ended up leaving the game with what is called a calf strain. We'll know more later today once we get the MRI results and see how much time he might miss. But the best part about this is that the Warriors won this game. They're up 3-2, and even without KD, huge loss, obviously. But even without KD, all they have to do is win 1 of 2. They only need to win one more game. Rockets are going to have to win back-to-back games against Steph, Clay, and Draymond. You know, it's still, as great as KD's been, it was also a nice reminder of Steph, Clay, and Draymond being who they are. You know, once KD went out, we got to see Steph kind of revive himself a little bit. And hopefully that is a trend that will continue, that he's back to being who he was or is. We'll have to wait and see. Same thing with Clay. Clay had a hell of a game tonight. He went for 27. It was a wild night. One thing that made me nervous, though, is he went off in the first. What did he have in the first half? I think like 17 or 18. And something we've seen with him is he'll have a big half, a big quarter, but it doesn't continue throughout the game. So when he was able to, I mean, he only had 10 more in the game, but when he went off in the first and the Warriors were up 14 going in the second half, I was still nervous about these guys. And I'll continue to be, man. I'll never get used to the Warriors being good. I don't care how many championships they win. But like I said, one of the things that the Rockets, they're going to have to beat Steph, Clay, and Draymond and everyone else, obviously, and Andre Iguodala. But that's no easy task. You're going to have to do it twice. Here is what Steve Kerr had to say about his boys, his team, after tonight's win.
Soccer fan, but Liverpool yesterday came out with just one of the great wins in soccer history. And after the match, their manager, Jurgen Klopp, said, the young kids in Liverpool are probably asleep by now. So I'm just going to go ahead and say it, but our boys are giants. That's what he said. And I know how he feels. So I apologize to my mom, who is probably watching, but our guys are giants. Like, that was an unbelievable victory tonight.
And I know I bleeped him out for us here. We take care of our, you know, regulations here on the Locked On Podcast Network. But Steve Kerr did drop 2 F-bombs on live TV. And Steve, you're damn right, man. They are giants. Incredible win by the Warriors. Like I said, we'll have to wait and see what happens with KD moving forward. I don't know what the move will be as far as the lineup's concerned. We'll talk about that more tomorrow when we preview Game 6. But for now, let's enjoy this win. Let's enjoy the fact they're up 3-2. And, you know, let's get hyped to wrap this series up, man. Whew. I don't know about you guys. Once KD went out, I thought it was over. I thought, hey, fun season, fun dynasty. We're going to have to move on. Not the case. Now I'm just rambling a little bit, but it was a crazy night. One thing I have to do, because he deserves it, is make sure I give Kevon Looney a bunch of love. I know I did already for what he did in the first quarter. But what he did throughout the game, and especially the fourth, it is the biggest 5.9 rebound, 2 assist, 1 steal, 1 block game I've ever seen. I can't undersell his contributions tonight. He had 9 rebounds, 5 offensive. He was out there battling, and that's what they're going to need moving forward as well. Thank you guys so much for listening after this crazy game 5. I'll be back tomorrow with an in-depth look, in-depth preview at Game 6, and more info on KD, maybe some ideas as to what they'll do without him. All that's going to be coming up tomorrow on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.